Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, a clown and Dalit, and we're starting Simon Hay. Now, in Simon Hay, Chayyadim discusses two cases, and really, the discussion around these two cases are not exactly the same, but the Chayyadim lumps the two together, and the Mishabura as well decides to discuss both of them in the same context. And then we'll have to see why that is so. So, the two scenarios that he deals with is one is if you make an isa and you do not use any water, you just use mei beitzim, take the white of the eggs and you use that as the liquid for the dough. So there's no water in it, so it's not a regular dough in that sense. On the other hand, mei beitzim do not flavor the dough in any significant way. So what is the status of something of that sort? Is that pasul bekistin due to the fact that there's no water in the dough and therefore it's like a totally different type of dough than regular? Or do we say that at the end of the day the change is not so obvious in the flavor, etc., so therefore it's not called pasul bekistin? That's one question. The second question is in a case where you made regular pasul bekistin and you made a pocket and you filled it, but the filling, instead of being something which was sweet, it was something which was savory, something which was like a food type of item. So you put cheese inside, you put meat inside. So does that have a status of pasul bekistin? Do we argue that it has a pocket and it has a filling, and that's the definition of pasul bekistin? Or do we say that it's only pasul bekistin because it changes it from something which is eaten as a meal to something which is eaten as a snack? So I make it sweet, people tend to eat it more as a snack or as dessert, etc. But this is something a person would eat as part of their meal. So the fact, the same way if I would take a piece of bread and I would put meat and make a sandwich, that's still called pas. The fact that I bake it with the meat doesn't change anything. So how do we look at that? So that's the second case which the Chayyadim discusses. Mishabura seems to discuss the two separately. And so we'll see the Chayyadim, then we'll discuss the opinion of the Mishabura. Im losha isa b'mei beitzim b'loy mayim. So the first scenario is a person made the dough just with the liquid of eggs without water. Or he made the dough with water, like regular. And umila, and he filled it, instead of filling it with something sweet, like some type of a fruit or something of that sort, he filled it with basar, with dogim, ugvina. So he filled it with meat, or fish, or cheese, shakarn, perigish, that's like a pierogi. Now, so Yidua, the Hadavorim Elu, these types of fillings, these types of foods which are used for the filling, they are the type of things which you eat together with bread. Your person would make a meal of cheese together with bread. And therefore the fact that he's adding cheese to this dough, which is bread like, doesn't change its status of being bread. It's the same thing as eating with bread. So we could argue that adding this to the dough, making a packet and adding these fillings, does not change its status of Taras Lechem. Whereas opposed to when the filling is fruits, which a person does not normally eat, when he's using bread, like as bread, he wouldn't eat it together with fruit. So the fact that he puts fruit in this dough indicates this is not supposed to be used like regular bread. The fact that he puts meat in it doesn't prove anything. Now, but the Chayyadim says, V'yeshtuar alomer da'afal pikein, but on the other hand, it's different than your normal situation. So maybe that's called pasul bekistin. So the Chayyadim is masupik.
So
So it's questionable, is the bracha hamotzi or mezonos? So a person should not eat, a person should only eat it in the context of a meal. So then there's no, you don't have to make any bracha on it. So a person would wash. So if this is hamotzi, you said hamotzi. And even if it's mezonos, but it's part of the meal, so it's covered with the hamotzi. So that would be the preferred thing to do. A person should only eat a toichas suda. Okay, so that's the point of the chayodim, and we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah approaches this a little bit differently, and we still have to discuss the case of the Mei Beitzim, what the suffix of the Mei Beitzim is. Have a good day.